In presenting his work to the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce, the governor praised lawmakers for agreeing early to stay within spending limits as he had requested. He also pointed to the state's various savings accounts, saying Alaska's in a very solid cash position.
Our permanent funds ended March with a value of $41.5 billion, the highest month-end closing value in its history. Our state rainy day fund, those budget reserves, have more than $15 billion in them. Remember that those budget reserves, those rainy day funds, they represent fully one-third of all 50 states' rainy day funds put together. That is financial strength.
The largest reduction of the $66.6 million the governor cut from spending was what he called an imprudent appropriation of $50 million to the Judicial Retirement Trust Fund. He said the required payments are already in the budget, and paying down the unfunded liability for just one of the state's retirement systems was not necessary. Legislators were generally satisfied with what the governor did and how little he rejected. Anchorage Democrat Hollis French said it showed an excellent working relationship between the governor and the House and Senate. And Anchorage Republican Liesl McGuire said it was important to recognize the two-way communication between legislators and the governor. Most criticism of the vetoes was a reduction the governor made to increases the legislature approved for pre-kindergarten programs. McGuire said those changes reflect a concern about the states getting more involved in local education. She says it was not a major dispute. This year's appropriation was just too high.
Many of us in the legislature do feel that, you know, putting dollars in that area is going to save you money on down the line when it comes to your corrections department, when it comes to your economic development opportunities and things that educating kids at a very young age seems to pay off for a society.
But Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra was more critical in his reaction. He says the state needs to do a better job educating young children.
One of the ways they estimate future prison beds is the reading level of kids in third grade. We rank 46th in the nation on third grade reading level. It's because we have one of the worst pre-K systems in the whole country. You know, Alaska is a pre-K backwater.
The governor did indicate a readiness to discuss ways to expand learning opportunities, but at a press availability following the speech, he made it very clear state intervention and parental responsibility does not automatically fall to the schools. The governor also signed a bill authorizing the public to decide whether to issue $453 million in general obligation bonds to pay for transportation projects around the state. He also approved a bill making final an overall increase in school funding, but changing the way the money is distributed to local school districts. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.